Good evening, everyone. It's the 19th of March, Sunday evening. I've entitled this video, Guilt and Forgiveness. Guilt and Forgiveness. We're told in the Bible that there is now therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Have you ever sinned and experienced guilt as a result of your sin? If you're saying no, I have a big challenge with you. Because we all have sinned and come short of God's glory. We all have sinned against God. We've all sinned against our neighbor. We've all sinned against God's law. It's part of being born in conceived sin. It's part of living in a depraved world. But the question is, what is the remedy for all this sin? What is the remedy for sin? And what is the remedy for guilt? Well, many times we're told in the Bible to repent and believe the gospel. Repent and believe. Repent, repent, repent. John the Baptist told them, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Man cannot repent apart from God's grace. Man cannot repent apart from God's grace. It is God that brings us to repentance. You can't just make a decision that you're going to turn from your sin and then turn. God is the one that causes us to turn from our sins and turn to Christ. Some people don't understand the linkage between Christ's death on the cross and forgiveness of sins. Jesus Christ said something very important on the cross. Remember what it was? He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Stephen said the same thing when they were stoning him. He said, lay not this sin to their charge. Well, Christ actually took our sins on himself. He became our substitute. We deserve to die for our sins. A lot of people get by with sin and never go to jail, but some people don't get by with it and end up in jail. Jesus Christ took our sins on himself so that we would not have to go to eternal jail, to hell. We all deserve damnation. We all deserve death. We all deserved the wrath of God, but it was placed on Christ instead. He became our substitute. That's the good news of the gospel. And so we can have freedom in Christ. That one song that Albert Brumley coined, He set me free, He set me free. I think he's the one that wrote it, maybe not. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. Praise the Lord, He set me free. Only Christ can set us free from the curse of the law of sin and death. We can look to Him for our liberty in Christ, not free will, but liberty in Christ. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And by His stripes we are healed. We no longer have to be under the bondage of sin. We no longer have to be a slave to sin. We look to Christ for our liberty. So tonight, that's kind of what's on my mind. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Would you o'er evil the victory win? There's power in the blood. Excuse me. The next time you have guilt, take your sin to Christ. Ask Him to purge you from your sins. Ask Him to cleanse you from your sins. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that washes white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. The next time Satan comes and says, just think of all the bad things you've done in your life. Think of all the lies you've told. Think of the things you've stolen. Think of the people you've slandered. Think of this. Think of that. Think of the other. Then I've got something for you to tell Satan. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. Jesus Christ is our mediator. He's our advocate. He's making intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. He's our Abba Father. So that's what's on my mind tonight. We have the remedy for sin, and it's Christ. And we can have freedom in Christ, knowing that He has freed us from the curse of the law of sin and death. May the good Lord be with you this day is my prayer. God bless.